This is Akashvani, the news read by Juliet Arakel. President Draupadi Murmu today asserted that the government is fully committed to fair investigation into the recent incidents of paper leaks and ensured that strict punishment will be given to the culprits. Addressing the joint sitting of both houses of parliament this morning, the president said it is important to rise above the party politics and undertake concrete measures nationwide to check such incidents. President Murmu said the government is working towards major reforms in examination-related bodies, their functioning, and all aspects of the examination process. She said her government is working to create an environment to enable youth of the country to dream big and achieve them. In her address, the president said that Jammu and Kashmir has given a befitting reply to India's enemies as the Union Territory registered record voter turnout in the recently concluded Lok Sabha polls. President Murmu said the new government is going to be present its first general budget in this parliament session, which will be an effective document of its far-reaching policies and futuristic vision, and reforms will be fast-tracked. Speaking in the parliament, the president said that the country has risen from the 11th position to become the fifth largest economy in 10 years. Listing out the priorities accorded to the agriculture sector, the president said agro-based industries, dairy and fishery-based industries are being expanded in villages. She added that a major problem of small farmers is related to storage, and the centre has commenced work on a scheme to create the world's largest storage capacity in the cooperative sector. In her nearly hour-long address, President Murmu also highlighted the government initiatives for infrastructure development, saying that over 3,80,000 kilometres of village roads have been constructed in the last 10 years under the Prime Minister Gram Sadak Yojana. On the development of northeastern states, the president said the government is working to make this region a strategic gateway under its Act East policy. President Murmu added that a semiconductor plant is being established in Assam at a cost of 27,000 crore rupees. She asserted that the northeast will also be a hub of Made in India chips. Talking about the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, which will come into force from the 1st of next month, the president emphasized that now justice will get priority over punishment, which also conforms to the spirit of the constitution. On women empowerment, the president said a new era of women-led development has started, citing the enactment of Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam for reservation of women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Talking about the modernization of armed forces, President Murmu said many reforms have been introduced in the defense sector in the last 10 years. A delegation of Janata Dal United MPs from Bihar today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, BJP and JDU have a long history of working together and fighting poor governance, corruption and criminalization in Bihar. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, arrested two persons in connection with the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG exam. Officials also said that the two accused have been arrested from Patna in Bihar. The CBI, which formally took over the investigation into the NEET UG paper leak case, visited the Office of the Economic Offences Unit, EOU, of Bihar Police on Monday and started an investigation in this regard. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bipartisan resolution in support of democracy and human rights in Pakistan's general elections and called for a thorough and independent investigation. The resolution titled Expressing Support for Democracy and Human Rights in Pakistan was introduced by Congressman McCormick of Georgia and Congressman Kildee of Michigan and co-sponsored by over 100 colleagues. The resolution passed with 98% voting in its favor. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will lock horns with the defending champions England in Guyana in the second semi-final this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.